You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
The makers of the Polara APS Navigator have your utmost safety in mind. When you approach a busy intersection, the Polara Accessible Pedestrian Signal with Bluetooth technology will help protect you from danger as you cross the street. This equipment can be requested by contacting your local traffic engineering department. Under ADA and legal precedents, you should be provided with this equipment. It is within your rights to request the Polara APS Navigator when needed. Go to Polara.com, click on What is an APS, then click on How to request an APS. You can print the instructions and sample letter. You can also call Polera at 903-366-0300 to request the forms and letters to be mailed to you. Polera is here for you. No need to think twice. For your safety, call them now, 903-366-0300 or www.polara.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That is right. Welcome to your show. This is your host, Michael. I want to welcome you to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We say we're the bridge. That's right. The bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's right. Today's show? Well, let me... Lynn, are you here? We're here alone. You and I, baby. You and I.
That's right. Just
you and
me.
That's right. You and I, babe.
That's right. Just you and me, kid. I'm here.
To my right, my co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder.
All right. Well, welcome everybody to the September 30th, 2018 edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show. We have so much to talk about today. It's unbelievable.
And behind the scenes, filling in for Chris Shaw, we have... What I mean? Oh my goodness gracious! It's Jarrell. Jarrell, you there?
Jarrell Robinson.
Jarrell Robinson, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. Okay. We thank you for that, Jarrell.
Yes, we do, Jarrell.
We miss Chris, but we thank Jarrell.
And answering the phones today, we have the beautiful and the smart, all the way to from Eustis, Florida, Charlotte
Massey.
Charlotte, are you there?
Hi, I'm Charlotte Massey.
Okay.
All right. We got the whole family here today.
That's right. Well, Chris is not here today. He's out gallivanting.
Celebrating their anniversary.
Yes.
All right, Michael, we got 5 minutes before we go to break. We got to rush this morning.
Well, let me say this, folks.
This morning.
This show, is different today. Why is it different? Let me explain you why it's different today, this show. We'll have trivia. Yes, we will. And we'll be messing around. But let me just say this right now. When we talk about educational and informative, mm-hmm. that's what this show is all about today. We have at 7:15 Eastern Standard Time, a doctor will be coming on board. Mm-hmm. His name is Dr. Chula.
Dr. Chula, yes.
And let me tell you what he's going to be talking about. For those that have RPT or any kind, what?
RPT, you mean RP?
RP.
That's
screw
funny.
That up. RP.
RPT, well, yeah.
I've told Gary, you know, he's
yeah.
RPT.
Yeah, it's a new disease.
Yeah, RP. And if
retinitis have, pigmentosa.
Yes, if you have RP or anything like RP.
Any
or
other retinal disease.
Any other retinal diseases. That's what we're going to be talking about.
That's right. Inherited retinal diseases.
Yes.
IRD.
IRD, yes.
IRD.
And what are we going to say?
Let's just, go ahead.
So the show is going to be talking about what they're doing to prevent your children or your grandchildren getting the diseases, what they're going to do about it. So it's always nice to know that if you're blind or going blind,
it's what the future holds,
and
for
what
the next
future
generation.
Holds for your next generation or the generations that are after you, how they can fix it. People are working on to prevent the disease from spreading to your children or grandchildren.
Right.
So I hope you'll listen. And then the second hour, we have a doctor also coming on board, except he's going to be talking about your dogs
Dr.
and pets.
Dr. Kurt Venator. He's the Purina Chief Veterinary Officer, calling in about pet separation and anxiety.
The
and
stress.
And then we have Bill McCann calling in, the founder of Dancing Dots. But before we get to all that, I would like to do our shout-outs before this first segment is over already. First of all, I would like to, for those of you who knew her, we would like to remember Patty Ann Land tonight, because she died 3 years ago this coming week, and we miss her terribly. Patty Ann was a integral part of our other radio show. Unfortunately, she passed away before we began Blind to Beyond radio show, but she was an integral part of Blind Matters, and we miss her terribly. It's not the same without Patty Ann Land around. I'd like to give a shout out to Brent back home in Hanford, California. Hey there, Brent. Andrew Cohen in St. Louis, Missouri. Glad to have you on board now. And another shout out to Bill Copaghi in Lake Placid, Florida. Bill is an engineer, happens to be blind, a radio engineer, and we just made his acquaintance. And he will be on the air sometime in the near future. So those are my shout-outs for today.
And I hope Don's getting better there in
that's right.
Illinois.
Hi, Don. I don't know if Sherry's still out there in Dayton. So, and then I'd like to, while I have time, just to tell the local people a quick little PSA for Lighthouse Central Florida. If you were considering a guide dog as a mobility and orientation tool, then you would definitely want to join Lighthouse Central Florida for this informative, interactive session. And that will be held, the Guide Dog Demo Day is, actually, I'm wrong. That was September 28th.
You're wrong.
Yeah, I thought it
you
was October 26th.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought I only make mistakes.
Yeah, that one was passed. The next one up is ABLE Accounts, to learn about the ABLE Accounts. And that's Friday, October 26th from 1 to 4 p.m. at 215 East New Hampshire in Orlando. Yeah, they have so many here. So anyway, we're going to have a busy day. Oops.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name, Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com. Quack, 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 quack.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and the vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Sprint accessibility logo on a white background. Kelly Egan, Sprint Vision Customer Relations.
Hi, I'm Kelly Egan with Sprint Vision, and this is my guide dog, Hope. We're here to share another story about Sprint's commitment to providing solutions so that everyone can stay in touch.
Woman uses a large visual display at her desk. Irenisa Almo.
I am a customer relationship supervisor, and I always want to provide the best customer service to my customers, making sure that they are happy and that they will come back to us.
Irenisa receives a text on her smartphone, then meets a friend for lunch.
Sprint Vision feels the same way. Customer care is our priority. We know how important a smartphone can be in creating independence and feeling safe. We're committed to the best customer care for our customers who are blind or have vision loss.
Sprint is definitely delivering the best customer service out there. They are actually taking their time to speak to people with vision loss, and they are really understanding the public who is blind or visually impaired. They get us, and it's greatly appreciated.
Collage of Sprint Vision users and devices.
Sprint Vision works with manufacturers and the blind and low vision community to deliver user-friendly, accessible wireless devices. Sprint Vision is here for you. Learn more about Sprint Vision devices at sprint.com/vision.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to a very different show tonight, which will be coming on just momentarily. If you want to call in, which I hope you do, but you can't call in till after we tell you to, the phone number to call in is 407-416. Wait a minute, I'm wrong. Again, I'm not doing something tonight. Unbelievable. 407-894-1680. I don't know where my head is tonight. 407-894-1680.
Okay. Well, before we say hello to our guest caller, I'd like to read a little bit of an introduction about him. We are going to be speaking to Dr. Thomas Chula, and he is joining us momentarily. And Dr. Chula is the medical strategy lead of ophthalmology at Spark Therapeutics. And Dr. Chula has been a practicing ophthalmologist for many years, and in the last decade has applied his expertise to help companies better serve those with blindness or low vision. He's here to speak with us today specifically about inherited retinal diseases, or IRDs. That's the new word for the night, IRDs, and the importance of genetic testing for those of us and our families affected by IRDs. So good evening, and thanks for joining us today, Dr. Chula. Happy to have
you. Welcome, Dr. Chula.
Thank you very much, Michael and Lynn. Okay. I'm glad to join the show today to talk about this important topic.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it to you for the next few minutes to give a general summary, because most of us out there don't even know what genetic testing is all about and Spark Therapeutics. So you can give us a general summary. We would appreciate it. And then we'll ask you a few questions at the end of the segment. How's that?
That sounds great.
Terrific.
And again, thank you for having me tonight.
Well, thank you.
So let me start off by telling you a little bit about Spark Therapeutics. Spark Therapeutics is a leader in the field of gene therapy research. We strive to challenge the inevitability of genetic disease by working to discover, develop, and deliver gene therapies that address inherited retinal diseases, or IRDs, as you noted, in other genetic disease areas. Our goal as a company is to find ways to break the barriers for people and families affected by genetic diseases. In addition to all the work our researchers do on a daily basis, we are committed to the IRD community and continue to find ways to support you multidimensionally, which is why we have developed a number of resources, including our website called ashareedvision.com. This is a platform meant to unite the IRD community, providing information about inherited retinal diseases and retinal gene therapy research, as well as the crucial nature of genetic testing. It's also a place where the community members can share their experiences about IRDs. So tonight we're going to discuss genetic testing, how it's changed, and why it's important to understand it better.
Terrific. Okay, so hopefully we can speak in layman's terms.
Yeah. We're gonna do that. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to start with genetic testing background and benefits. Is that what we're starting with?
Sure.
Okay.
So, absolutely. So as some of your listeners may know, there are many genes that are known to cause inherited retinal diseases. In fact, there's over 260 genes now that are known to cause inherited retinal disease. And a genetic test is really the only way to know exactly which genetic mutation is present. And this potentially can help patients and their families address health issues related to that mutation. Genetic testing to understand the cause of diseases can offer patients the peace of mind and assurance that comes with an accurate diagnosis, and it can also open new possibilities for families affected by an IRD. For example, a genetic test can help patients with an IRD and their family members gain access to supportive educational and social services. In addition, there are over 100 recruiting, enrolling, or active clinical trials currently for inherited retinal diseases on clinicaltrials.gov website, which is a national resource housing information on all clinical studies across the country. So identifying a specific genetic mutation may help people with an IRD and their family members identify potential clinical trial opportunities.
Okay, so to go to these websites, it gives you knowledge, and this will help people learn more about what's available to them, correct?
Absolutely. It'll help them understand more about their own disease. It'll help them connect with other individuals that may be similarly affected. It'll help them identify supportive educational and social services. and potentially help them narrow down some possibilities to become involved in a clinical trial.
Well, why don't you tell the people what the process is? They might want to know what goes into all this. How does this all start? What is the process for getting a genetic test?
That's a great question. So genetic testing, you know, may seem very complicated because of the information it provides, but it can be a very simple process from the patient's perspective. Quite simply, it identifies changes or mutations in a patient's genes that can cause a health condition. For a patient with an IRD or inherited retinal disease, genetic testing can be especially important to identify the cause of their vision loss. And again, while the science behind the genetic testing may seem deeply complicated, the process itself is actually quite simple. Once your doctor orders the test, he or she simply collects a saliva sample or a blood sample and sends it off to the genetic testing lab. And in providing the blood sample, for example, it's basically the same process that you'd have for any other blood draw. So it's a fairly straightforward process from the patient's perspective.
It's just a simple blood draw? That's all it is?
Either a simple blood draw or a collection of saliva.
Either one.
Either one. So that's
one.
That sure
yeah.
is simple. That's to learn such wonderful information, that's a simple test to go through. And what are the potential benefits of genetic testing for people with IRDs, inherited retinal disease? This is all new to most of our people out there, Dr. Chula. So what would be the potential benefits of genetic testing for them? What would they gain?
Great question. So lots of potential benefits. First of all, having the information allows patients to know exactly what mutation they have, and that will help them manage their specific form of inherited retinal disease. It'll also allow them potentially to connect with others that have the same type of vision impairment. It'll also allow them to plan for the future. They may have a better understanding of their prognosis for future vision loss or vision stability. As I mentioned earlier, knowing what specific mutation they have may allow them to identify clinical trial opportunities. And as I mentioned, on clinicaltrials.gov, they can search for specific clinical trials that they may be eligible for once they know what their genetic mutation is. And once they know their genetic mutation, they can gain access to supportive educational and social services.
So in the interest of time, and by the way, if anybody has a call for Dr. Chula, please call in now or you'll have to wait till the other side of the break.
407-894-1680 if you'd like to speak to Dr.
Right.
Chula.
So we
407-894-1680.
So we went over briefly how the genetic testing is done, about drawing blood or saliva sample. Well, if I wanted to get tested or Michael wanted to get tested, what would we do first?
Well, first thing you do is go back to your physician, to your healthcare provider, because they can guide you and your family in taking the next step with genetic testing. There's a lot of community resources available to those interested in genetic testing, as well as organizations like Foundation Fighting Blindness. We also have a website called asharedvision.com, mm-hmm. And that has a wide variety of resources on it, including information on genetic testing, on gene therapy research, on how the testing is actually done, understanding IRDs, and a whole list of resources that are available.
And that link is on our website as well for people who are interested in IRD. You can go to asharedvision.com. The button is there. For those who are visually impaired or blind, it's just in text, and you can just click on it and go to the same landing page. So a lot of people are out there going, uh-oh, will my insurance cover the genetic test? What would be your answer to that?
Well, that's a great question, and thankfully, I think it's slowly changing for the better.
I've read that it is, yes.
Your insurance may cover the cost of genetic testing. There are genetic counselors out there that may be able to help make the case for reimbursement of a genetic test to your insurance company. If and when you speak to your insurer or one of their representatives, you'll need to ask them if the costs are covered in whole or in part. You want to ask if the insurance covers genetic counseling, which can be very important in helping patients navigate some of the results. You also want to ask if a referral or any pre-authorization is required for the testing. Although the insurance issues can be complicated, as I mentioned, I think it is changing for the better, but it is very important to document conversations with your insurer. And as I mentioned, the website at sharedvision.com does have resources to help navigate some of these processes. Okay.
Dr. Chula, somebody might have just tuned in and caught the end of the conversation. Can you just give an overall, just a brief summary? What are we talking about, and why would this be important to the listeners? What is genetic research? How will this help the community or the next generation?
Excellent question. So tonight we're discussing inherited retinal diseases and how the field is evolving. There were over 260 genes noted to be causative of inherited retinal disease, and the only way to make an accurate diagnosis is to undergo genetic testing. We were reviewing some of the benefits of genetic testing, and we listed several in brief. Having information allows an accurate diagnosis, allows a patient to manage their specific form of inherited retinal disease. It potentially allows patients to connect with others that have the same form of inherited retinal disease and get some support. It allows them to plan for the future because they would have a better idea of their prognosis. It will allow them to potentially identify clinical trial opportunities for which they may be eligible. And finally, it would allow them to gain access to supportive educational and social services.
And this will, where we're understanding, this will help prevent the next generation, correct, from possibly getting the same diseases as their parents or grandparents, correct? Or am I wrong?
Well, it'll provide more information, and ultimately, if a patient were to undergo a gene therapy in a clinical trial or with commercial products as they become approved, it won't change how these disorders are transmitted. The gene therapies are just performed usually in the eye themselves. On the patient themselves, and it won't affect the offspring.
Okay.
It'll help to prevent it, though, right?
No, it just treats the patient themselves. In general, because the treatments are performed on the eye, it only treats the patient's eye. It doesn't treat their offspring.
Okay. All right. So everybody should go to asharedvision.com to learn more about IRDs and genetic testing, and to sign up to learn more as Spark rolls out additional resources on genetic testing for the community in October. So we'll be learning more about that in October.
And if anybody wants to call in, now's the time to call in, 407-894-1680.
I think it's very new to people, so they're just taking it all in and digesting what Dr. Chula was saying. Well, we thank you very much, Dr. Chula, for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I truly enjoy the opportunity and the conversation. And I'd just like to remind and encourage the listeners to visit asharedvision.com. We've covered a lot of material very quickly, and this will provide them the opportunity to review the information at their leisure. There are some interesting videos and other resources available on that website. And Spark will be rolling out some additional resources on genetic testing for the community in October. So be sure to visit that website in the next several weeks.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you very much for sharing your Sunday night with us and telling us all about Spark Therapeutics and your role there.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Dr. Chula.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
I'm surprised that nobody called in.
No, I think I am shocked. Because it's a very
407-894-1680.
Yes. Well, we're going to break now.
We're going to break.
Oh, no, we're not. I'm sorry. We have 1 minute. Oh. Sorry, Jarrell.
I'm surprised that nobody called. Anyway, now we're going to break.
Yeah.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Ah, 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 ah.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at tapwithus.com. Tap, tap.
Everyone needs a little help organizing their home or office. The 6-dot Braille label maker, manufactured by Logantech, lets you easily label your world with crisp, clear, quality Braille labels using patented, user-friendly technology. Now you can simply type the Braille into a Perkins-style keyboard and the Braille comes out effortlessly. It even has an automatic cutter and scores the tape so you can easily peel it without a struggle. If you want to use a QWERT keyboard instead, simply plug it in, type the words, and out comes the Braille. Mention Blind & Beyond Radio Show and get 10% off your order of any of our products. Contact info at logantech.com or call 203-721-6074. That's 203-721-6074. Label your world today. Logantech, improving your quality of life.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in from anywhere using our iOS and Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, call 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Be My Eyes is a free app that connects blind and low-vision people with more than 1 million sighted volunteers. Volunteers lend their eyes to blind and low-vision users through a live video connection, so both receiving assistance and volunteering has never been easier. Whether you're blind or visually impaired and need visual assistance with everyday tasks like identifying colors, reading expiration dates, or navigating. Or if you're sighted and would like to volunteer, simply download the Be My Eyes app on iOS or Android and select whether you're blind or sighted when you sign up. It only takes minutes to get started. Be My Eyes is completely free. You can make as many calls as you like 24/7. Download Be My Eyes from the App Store or Play Store today. For more information, visit BeMyEyes.com.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polera urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polera.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-A.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I understand we have a caller on the line. I'd like to talk to her. Sherry from Orlando, are you there?
I am here. How are you guys?
All right, how you doing?
Hi, you back?
No. I'm still in Illinois visiting Don until Thursday, and I almost forgot that we're an hour early, so I almost missed the show.
Uh-oh.
I tuned in right shortly after it came on, so I didn't hear the lineup of all who's there with you.
Okay, well, this show will be posted on the internet, you know, on our website,
right,
if you missed anything.
I'll listen, but I heard the doctor, and I had a remark, not a question, but a comment.
Good.
You know, my kids, my two girls, Katie and Robin, are the product of a genetic abnormality, and they were both born with congenital cataracts. And that came from their father's side of the family. And if you look at his genealogy, it's really interesting because he's the only one of four siblings that had it. And the only way to pass it on, which is a 50-50 chance, is you have to be a carrier. You have to actually have the genetic abnormality for congenital cataracts expressed, you know, in your life. So he had it. So we had a 50-50 chance, and both our girls had it. But then my daughter, Robin, who had the twins, she had a 50-50 chance. And the interesting thing with her is, if it had passed on, both boys would have gotten it because they were identical twins.
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, it didn't pass on.
That's for sure.
So if these are the only children that she ever has, then and my older daughter doesn't have kids, and she says she doesn't really want to have kids, then the defect will die out in our line of the family. And none of his siblings, none of my ex's siblings have it, so they can't pass it on. So it's interesting how these evolve and go through the generations. So I thought that was really fascinating to hear him talk about
it is,
you know, genetic testing.
And we're going to have someone from Spark on in next month and the month after and the month after. So each month we'll learn a little bit more. It's, you know, it's just also new to us. It's overwhelming to think that
I was
just through a blood draw or saliva, well, this can be determined.
I was disappointed.
I think it's amazing
that all the people that have RP.
Yeah, I thought they would call in.
I was shocked that people would call in and talk to him and ask questions to him. I was surprised.
I know so many people that I grew up with had RP. I'm surprised too. Fortunately, well, mine. I was thinking of asking him a question. So next time they're on, I will. Which
yes,
is,
please.
They don't really know the cause of retinopathy of prematurity, which is what I have and what a lot of people that were born in the 50s
right,
and some in the 60s have, because they used to say it was too much oxygen,
right,
but now they think it just has to do with the immaturity of the eye when you're born and the way it expresses itself. And I don't know if that's a genetic thing or not, but I was thinking about that after you had already stopped talking to him. And
well, you know, so. I mean, I can off the air. I can give you their contact information if you'd like to ask them that question. I'll see how they.
Yeah,
like,
you could.
Yeah, I can hook you up with the doctor's email if you'd like to ask him that question. I'm sure he won't mind. I'll ask his permission first, and then if he says yes, I'll just have you write to him. How do you like?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And
well,
we
thank
still
you.
Talking to the guy from Purina at some point.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Second hour. Okay.
Oh, cool.
All right.
Well, thank you for calling in, Sherry.
Thanks, Sherry. Regards to Don.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, we have another caller.
Okay, we have Eugene calling in from Clearwater, Florida. Hi, Eugene. How you doing?
Hey, how you all doing over there today?
All right, what's happening, Eugene?
Well, you know, about 2 years ago, my eye doctor did a test on my oldest daughter where he took some saliva, and he did the test, and he came back that she has very low chances, percentage of having the same eye problems I got. Which was good news. That way she got the low chance of either getting macular or having retinitis pigmentosis. And this was 2 years ago that we had this done. And, matter of fact, she's due for a follow up this year. So they have been doing that for a while. It's just that not all doctors do it yet.
Right. Now it's more prevalent.
Yeah, we got it done when I got macular, you know. And my eye doctor, I went to him and asked him, I said, you know, what are my chances of my kids getting this? They said, well, it's a possibility because it's age-related and sometimes it's hereditary. So we've checked the oldest one, and you know, she seems to be doing okay. So,
well, Eugene, I'd like to invite you to visit sharedvision.com, if nothing else, just, you know, to visit it and learn more about it. And
maybe next time you can call in when the doctor's on, and this way you can talk to him.
Yeah, I think everybody was
when he was on, but by the time I got tuned in and everything, it was right at the end. So.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody also was
Well, thanks for calling in, Eugene.
Listen.
That's
right,
Eugene
I'll take
from
care.
Clearwater.
Okay,
thank you.
Too. Bye-bye.
Right.
We have another
caller on.
Okay.
And then we're going to go to trivia.
Yes. No, we just spoke to Eugene. Another Eugene?
Hello?
This is Jim for Kissimmee?
Is this
Jim?
Hi, Jim.
I wanted to make a quick comment. It's interesting about the retina problems, but I have a very quick story to tell you. Of course, like, I want to say hi to Sherry and Don, because Sherry's my president of my chapter. But anyway, when I was born, it was born with too much oxygen. So, however, they told me while I was growing up, watch out for your retina because your retina may go bad someday. And so it did eventually as when I got older several years back. And I had two giant tears of the retina. I had hit my head, and then there was two giant tears. Well, luckily, I was living in Philadelphia, and I went to Will's Eye, who's world-renowned. They told me, as a result of your too much oxygen also, that your optic nerve was damaged. Well, now they have a camera because Will's Eye is always, you know, experimenting and doing things. They're top notch, and they say they have a camera they could put in the back of your eye to help people see. I mean, it's amazing what they could do with retinas and all this gene stuff. But and then when you develop macular and you know, glaucoma on top of that, it's something. But I just wanted to mention to you. And so when I go up Philly in December, I'm going to stop by there and get an exam from them and see what's new with technology and stuff. So
Spark Therapeutics is out of Philadelphia, interestingly enough.
Yeah, they're right around the corner from Will's Eye.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that.
So just, I'm inviting you also, go to sharedvision.com. The button is right on our website. And learn more about it. Oh, thank you, Jim. Thanks for calling.
Maybe I'll call back if I know the answer to the trivia.
There you go.
Okay, take care. Stay well.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go.
And then when you go to Will's Eye, you can always go get a cheesesteak around the corner.
3 minutes to break.
All right, we're going to break.
No, three minutes to break, I said.
I told you, I'm losing my mind today.
All right.
Well, we're going to trivia.
Trivia time.
Phone number to call in for trivia is 407-894-1680. I want to know who is singing this song.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical.
Ooh.
You must try to.
Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
But a second-hand emotion. What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? It may seem to you that I'm acting confused when you're close to me. If I tend to look dazed, I read it someplace, I've got
407-894-680. Who is singing that song? Hope you don't need any clues, because I've been telling you this song was famous. Person is famous. Who is singing this song? The lines now are wide open. Well, they're starting to ring now.
And we'll just wait a minute. We got 1 minute to break.
All right, so now, end it. All right, so anybody calling in right now? We got one or two line people calling in right now. We have Robert calling in from Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Robert, are you there?
Good evening, everybody.
How you doing, Robert?
I'm truly enjoying all these. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Oh, I heard a sound. I thought we were disconnected. I'm truly enjoying all these people you're bringing on to talk about eye problems. Well, it's very informative. I'm enjoying it.
Well, okay. We're really happy that you appreciate
my
it,
mind,
Robert.
My mind stays okay because I don't know what's going on tonight with my mind. My eyes, I know what's happening, but my brain, I don't know what's doing.
But we're glad you appreciate it.
Yes.
I would like to tell you that the woman that was singing was Lou Rawls' favorite singer, Tina Turner.
Oh, I didn't know Lou Rawls liked her. Oh, that's right. Well, you just won yourself $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. That's right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let me ask you a question. What was she famous for?
What was she famous for? Yeah. Her very long legs.
That's right, her legs.
We got to go to break now,
We're going
Robert.
To break. Stay
Thank
tuned,
you.
Robert.
Thank you.
Bye. We'll send you a Bye-bye. Gift card. Dunkin' Bye-bye. Donuts. Enjoy the donuts. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Choice Mutual. Remember the name, Choice Mutual. Don't be selfish. Make sure your final expenses are covered. It's not right to leave the ones you love with all the expenses and the bills. We now have 20 different life insurance companies to work with. There's nothing to sign. It's all electronics. It's all voice activated. Choice Mutual. Call now today. 1-800-409-5994. That's 1-800-409-5994. Choice Mutual. An insurance company you can be proud of. Do it today.
You know the best part of the day is when you get to spend time with your pet. And Purina knows that. Purina also knows pets like yours have unique nutritional needs. That's why they offer a wide range of products, so you can choose a food that's right for your pet. And with Purina Nutrition, you can help power your best years together. To learn how Purina's approach to nutrition can help impact the lives of your pet, go to Purina.com. Purina Pet Food is available anywhere pet products are sold. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
Michael, wanted to remind everybody about Industries of the Blind, but we have time before we go to the top of the hour.
Well, let's say this way, folks. Those folks who are looking for jobs right now, they're still looking for folks in Greensboro, North Carolina. Industries of the Blind.
They really are. They have so
great
many jobs.
Great place to work for. And they're looking for jobs. You're looking for jobs? They got them. So if you're visually impaired and blind and you're looking for a job, look up Industries of the Blind. Listen to this one. If you're out of state, they even give you money for relocation. That's right, up to $1,500. They will give you to relocate. And listen to this.
Up to $2,500.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That much?
Yes.
$2,500?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Up to $2,500.
$2,500.
Right. Yep.
Wow.
And they have a company-sponsored 401k plan, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance. Yeah, the relocation package offered to newly hired associates.
So if you want to work.
Up to $2,500, yes.
If you want to work and you want to get off your rear end and do something, listen to this. Greensboro, North Carolina is a place to go. North Carolina is a great place to live. And they weren't even affected by the hurricane there in Greensboro. That's right. So look them up.
Industries of the Blind. Industries of the Blind. Let me give you the phone number real quick before we go to break. The phone number, ask for Lavette or Susan at 336-544-3726.
Or you can go to our website. Check them out.
That's right.
They're in our website.
There.
Everything is in our website. If you missed a show, any part of it, go to the website. Everything is there. Our website is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you want to write to us, you have anything to say, write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Very simple. blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's the website. Check them out. We're going to break. See you on the other side of the hour. The second hour is coming up. Right. We're going trivia when we start off the second hour.
Right.
Stay tuned. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Check them out.
You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM Winter Garden.